This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
It is just past 6. Oh, it is 6:30. Look at that. Half past 6 on the dot. On the dot, Robbie. You are... Good morning, Melbourne, for a start.
Good morning.
And we are the Brekkie Bears. This is Big Bear Mark. And I'm usually saying I'm joined by Mr. Luke... Wonder Cub, Mr. Luke. Well, you know,
on his official days, on his formal days,
yeah. Yes, there doesn't have any of them.
I call him Sir Luke. He tells me to call him Sir Luke. Is that wrong?
Yeah, it's probably wrong in many ways.
And one day, Daddy Luke.
Well, that's even worse. Hello. Of course, it's Robbie the Work Experience Cub. How are you going, Robbie?
Good, thank you, Mark.
I don't know whether to call you the Work Experience Cub or Cub Reporter these days.
I think I'm in a transitional mode.
You're in transition from Work Experience to Cub Reporter.
Today I'm Work Experience.
Still new.
I might launch over the desk there and accidentally press some buttons I shouldn't. So
no, don't do that.
You never know.
Don't do that. And, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We got prizes this morning.
Prizes? Last time I was here, I didn't have prizes. I'm excited about that.
We're going to be talking about stuff this morning.
Talking about stuff,
Mark. Yeah, talking about stuff. What else we got? We're going to play some music.
You're not riveted by that.
We've also got Barely Believable at 8:30 as well.
We do. I have another Barely Believable segment for you all later today. And, of course, it's Bear Week, so there's heaps of stuff going on at the moment.
And Midsummer. Of course. So there's heaps of stuff happening around the place at the moment. How was your weekend, Robbie?
It's good. It was good. It wasn't filled with events like the last few weekends have been. I had a couple of quiet moments at home, which were nice.
Which is nice. But you did go to an event, though, Friday
night. Of
course.
How could I not go to Mr. Vic Bears?
I know. I saw you there. So I know you went out on Friday.
I was there. I was a little bit late, but I did make it in time for the Crown Inn.
Oh, you did? You made it for the time for Mr. Patrick.
Mr. Patrick. Congratulations to Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick is now the little Austrian. he's from Austria.
A little bear import.
He's a little bear import. He's been here 4 years. And, sorry, I should stop trying to take off an Austrian accent. But, yes, Patrick won the Mr. Vic Bears on Friday night, which I hosted with Rob Cam from Vic Bears.
And how did that go?
It went really, really well. We had lots of fun. We had some fun with lube. Did you see that bit?
I missed that bit.
Oh, we had different Madhouse, the sponsor, basically gave us all these little tubes of lube, and they're all different flavors. So it was like edible flavored lube,
banana, and strawberry, chocolate.
Yeah, basically, yeah, all of those. even pomegranate and mint and banana, and yeah, the whole lot.
Lemongrass, chai.
Didn't have lemongrass or chai, but that's probably a bit exotic.
Too upmarket for the best.
There was peach.
Peach?
Yes. Peach and yes, we got the contestants to lick and try to guess the flavour of the lube off people's parts of people's body.
It's all very PG, isn't it?
It was PG, except for one little bit, which I won't say this morning. And that was...
And that's why you should come to Mr. Vic Bears, people.
Yeah, exactly. Have a bit of a sticky beak. It was good fun. It was a good night. And
There was a bit of a chocolate lube mess at one point that I was involved with.
You were, but that wasn't you. That was Bear Curious Dean, who does the woods with us. And of course, I came off the stage and I had this little bottle of chocolate lube. And you just meant to click the top, and a little bit is meant to come out. But he unscrewed the whole cap and tipped it onto his hand, and it just. Onto the floor, everywhere. All you could smell was chocolate And I said, you better clean that up because someone's going to slip on it.
I came over and I'm going, what are you wiping the floor for, Dean?
It was like he was down on all fours.
And then the whole place smelled like chocolate.
Yeah, which is not a bad thing.
No. I don't
There's
worse things for a bear club to smell like.
Exactly. So the rest of your weekend was nice and quiet, was it?
It was, it was. Mum came back from Vietnam yesterday, so we had a nice lunch at home.
Oh, lovely.
It was nice. And then we discussed whether we'd go to Sunday Social, but we didn't. No. We sat at home. I wanted to watch the tennis. I wanted to watch the Dasher, the young Aussie girl, get up last night, but I fell asleep halfway through the match.
As you do.
And then she lost, so I'm pretty sure that if I had stayed awake, she would have won.
Oh, really? It's yeah. like that, is it?
It's all my
it's
fault.
It's like, I don't get into the tennis.
No, I actually thought to myself, I better not talk about tennis.
Well, it's just like, but lots of people do. I'm really surprised. Luke is really into the tennis. He went over the weekend, I know that. And I've got one of my work colleagues actually took the whole week off just to go to the tennis.
Oh, I don't know that I want to be there every day.
He's nuts for it. Absolutely nuts for the tennis. It's kind of crazy.
It's really fun. I always go at least one or two days a year. It's a really fun atmosphere, but I mean, those crowds, I couldn't be there every day.
Yeah. No, I don't think I could either. But no, my partner and I spent a little time putting together flat pack furniture over the weekend.
Oh.
We did a little trip out to a certain store. I think people could probably guess, but yeah.
Can't think of a single store that sells flat pack furniture.
No, and so we got a dress, what do you call them? Dresses?
A tall boy.
Tall boy, yeah. That sort of thing. And
you needed a new tall boy around the house.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I've seen your partner, he's a tall boy.
Yeah, he's not as tall as I am.
No, well,
and he's not as tall as Luke either.
But no one's as tall as you, Luke.
Oh, Luke's like 6'6". It's crazy. It's like we get guests in here, and it's like they're all like, "Oh, you're so tall."
I know they all look up to you in the promo pictures.
They do. It's nice.
They look up to you anyway.
I don't think so.
It's fun putting together that furniture, though, isn't it? It's like grown up Meccano or something.
I hate it.
Really?
I can't stand it. I just like. I wish I was doing something else.
Doesn't it make you feel like a master woodworker or
something? No, I tend to go. To my partner, it's like, you do most of it. In fact, this time he did almost all of it by himself.
So you would normally start just throw in the Allen keys and...
No, I'm not like that. No, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. usually at this point in time, we'd be coming back with the news, but...
But there has been no news.
No
again.
News. No news today.
Nothing in the world has happened.
Nothing's happening. So newsreader Anthony is not with us today. We'll talk a little bit about that later.
A lot of people seem not to be with us today. In there.
Well, I did notice that Alice is on the front desk, so she's in.
Good
so
on Alice. Good on she Alice. Gets two gold stars for turning up today.
Exactly. On a pseudo public holiday, because it's not really a public holiday.
No, it's not.
No, you meant to
but
be going
temptations,
to work. I've got to go to work.
Yes, yeah. I'm going to work.
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's like, hello.
So at least some of us are keeping the country running.
Some of us are moving on up and taking charge.
Oh, well done, Mark.
Just like the
M people.
Just like M people. You are on Joy 94.9. You are indeed on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. Now, Robbie, you've had a problem this week.
Oh, I've had multiple problems
last week. Yes.
No, all over within the space of 7 days, I've lost my wallet, not once, but twice.
Right. Twice in a week.
Twice in 1 week. The first time I lost my keys and my wallet and chipped my phone all in one night and thought, oh, goodness.
Were you, what, out on the town? Or?
I certainly was out in town, and maybe for a little bit longer than I should have been.
Oh.
And I certainly paid the consequences of that the following morning. eventually found the keys, never found the wallet.
Oh, so you found your keys?
I did find the keys.
Well, where were your keys?
They were in my bedside drawer.
But the wallet wasn't there.
I assumed that the wallet would be there. No.
See, with me, when I lose my keys or wallet, the first thing I do is check the pants I had on yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, no, tried that.
Yeah, no, not there.
Tried the freezer, tried the fridge, tried the cupboard. I'd do some strange things. I'd put my wallet in all sorts of places. We flipped the mattress of the bed, did everything.
Why would it be under the bed?
Who knows? You get desperate eventually.
But then not only did you lose it once, but then you lost it again.
I did.
So did you get your cards and everything replaced and that, and then you had new cards and everything?
Exactly. I was a good boy, good bet. I cancelled my cards. My new ones came in the mail. And then I went out this weekend with my new wallet, with my new cards in it. Lost the wallet.
And this is out on the town again?
Yes, it was. But it was a bit more of a demure night. It was an earlier night. There was certainly no good reason to not know where my wallet is for a second time.
That's unbelievable.
I just can't come to terms with having to ring the bank again and say, you know that card you just sent me?
I need another one.
Can you send me another one?
Well, that's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
I can't remember the last time I lost my wallet or my keys.
It's something either that you're very good at or you're not very good at, I think.
I sometimes misplace my keys, not my wallet, but my keys. I do tend to throw them wherever. When I come into the house, I'll put them somewhere. But I've got like five spaces that I check, and they're usually in one of those
five spaces.
So it's like it's on the bathroom sink. It's on the kitchen
bench. Why the bathroom sink?
Because when I come into, sometimes when I come in from being out, I need to go to the loo really quickly.
Okay, right. So you're straight to the bathroom.
I open the door, run to the, and put the keys on the bathroom sink.
Fair enough.
And it's like, and then it's the kitchen bench, the coffee table in the lounge room, my bedside table, and my pants. Are the five places that I know my keys are going
to
be.
Yeah, and usually they always turn up. I'm the same. Most mornings it's a bit of a scramble to figure out where I put everything, but, you know, 99.999% of the time it turns up.
But not twice this week.
That's and it's just awful. It's such a horrible feeling to just go, here we go again. Restart.
I die if I lost my wallet. It's like, that's my life. It's like, people say that their mobile phone is their life. Have you ever lost your mobile phone?
Strangely enough, no.
Oh, I lost mine on a New Year's once, and that was horrendous.
I think that is much worse. It's a lot harder to replace a mobile phone. To start with, it's a lot more expensive, and it's a lot harder to, you know, you lose all your photos, you lose all your contacts.
Exactly.
That's a much more
pain. Though saying that, these days they do have a lot of good backup services available.
That's
so
true.
Kind of use those these days. Have you lost your phone, your wallet, your keys, something over this Christmas party midsummer season? Because I reckon there might be a lot of people that have.
Or have you got some tips for me? How can I stop losing things? What can I do? What are your strategies?
I think you can get, well, for your keys, I think you can get this key ring where you have this other bit and you press it and it beeps.
That would be good. There used to be ones where you clap, and you clap and it will start making a noise.
Oh, that's they need them. If you've got any tips for Robbie, or if you've got your own stories, let us know. Joy 94.9, it's the Brekkie Bears. And that, of course, was Fast Car by Top Top.
And River was the performer, and it's also obviously a great remake of the 1987, can you believe it, Tracy Chapman song.
I can actually believe that, because I was telling you in the break, in 1988, the bicentennial year, I and a friend of mine, we did a road trip to Adelaide, and actually went through Port Augusta because we were visiting a friend in Port Augusta who we went to college with, and we had two tapes in the car, cassette tapes. You wouldn't know what that word.
Sorry, cassette tapes. Okay.
One was Big Pig, and you don't even know who they are. And the other was Tracy Chapman. And we played the two tapes constantly on our journey, and I can just remember. Burnt into my memory.
Hey, Mark, in 1988, I was 2 years old.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on from that. So we're talking about, for someone who's so young, your forgetfulness and your losing.
I'm probably the youngest person with
dementia.
Dementia that you've ever met.
Exactly. I mean, two wallets in two.
Within
a week, lost. But we think we've found the answer to your problem. There are apparently these little tags you can get. There's many on the market, apparently. And you put them in your wallet and your phone can track your wallet. Right. Which is brilliant. You need
so it's
one
like
of
a little GPS tracker.
Yeah, it's like a little GPS tracker for your wallet. And you can have one on, you can get a key ring for your keys as well.
So put one on your wallet, one on your keys.
Yeah.
So and it's like the find your phone.
Yeah, as long as you don't lose your phone at the same time, you're fine.
Which is quite likely.
Yeah, but no, I thought that was good.
No, that's great. No, I'll definitely be looking into those. I'll be purchasing lots of them for all the different wallets that I lose.
Exactly. Now, the other thing we've got going this morning is we've got a something to give away, don't we?
We do. Can
let's
you
give it away. Let's give it away now.
Give it away now. Give yourself a lovely treat. Enjoy delicious pancakes at the Pancake Parlour. We've got a $25 pancake voucher.
Lovely. You can have them savoury, sweet, however you like.
Your choice. Lovely.
This is from, of course, Joy Sponsors. They own the station now, I think.
Well, they definitely own the Brekkie Bears.
Yeah, Pancake Parlour. Because that's all we ever give away these days. But that's fine, because we love pancakes. All you have to do, of course, is send us a little message. Now, please remember, you can't have won a prize in the last 7 days. You have to be a member. So please include your membership number if you know it. And all you have to do is send us a SMS, text, or call Alice on the front desk and just say the word or text the word or pancake. Write the word pancake.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9, the Brekkie Bears, and it's not Luke, it's Robbie here with you today.
That's right. Luke's taking the day off.
He's taking the day off, as is everybody, it would seem. But
yeah,
we'll get to that.
Mark, you were
at a party on Saturday.
I did go to a party on Saturday. I went to the Toga Party. It's part of Bear Fest, which is Vic Bear's festival that they run during midsummer.
Which there's a lot of great events this week, so if you get a chance, go down and catch something.
In fact, we're both going to the Underbear party tonight, which will be interesting. And
have you got your outfit picked yet, Mark?
I've got my go-to jocks ready. So that's fine. It's a very revealing night. But I went to the Toga party on Saturday night, and you know, I just didn't feel that some people were dedicated to Sparkle Motion. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to go to a toga party, people, wear a toga.
Wear a toga.
Yeah.
It's right there in the name.
Yeah, it's a toga party. Now, look, lots of people did. I have to say, I was very pleased with the amount of people who did wear togas. And, I mean, it's not a hard thing to do. You get a sheet. Mm. And there's 100 tutorials online to tell you what to do, how to fold it. I actually went the whole hog and I actually sewed mine together.
You're an overachiever, Mark.
I was a bit of a... And I actually had... Because we went to a... You know, where I got my flat pack furniture. They have sheets as well. Funny enough. And they're very cheap, so it wasn't expensive.
It's not an ad. Go on.
No, not an ad. But I got... So I had my white one, and then I had got an orange sheet and made that like a sash as well. And then I got...
some tassels?
Yeah, I got some tassels. I went, and it was so funny, because we went to one of the... places where you get that sort of stuff. I can't name the place, but
tassel shop.
The tassel shop. And there were two types of tassels. There was the nice little ones that my partner went, oh, I'm going to just get one of these. And then there was the big on full on tassel. It was huge. And I went, oh, I'm getting that one.
Of course you are.
Yep.
Proportionally, so you need a big bear mark, needs a big bear tassel.
Tassel, exactly. And we got a little golden reef thing to put on our heads, and it was fun.
See, you went above and beyond. And you don't have to go above and beyond, but make an effort.
Yeah, but make an effort. It's like when you turn up in jeans and a T-shirt to a toga party,
You've missed the brief.
You've missed it. And look, I'd say maybe about half the people didn't dress up. And I was a little disappointed. If you're going to a party like that, dress up, people.
Half is a bit rough. I mean, there's always a few that don't dress up. And you know what? Most dress-up parties, it's the ones that don't dress up that end up looking the silliest. You know, they're so worried about looking silly. Well,
exactly. Yeah. It's like, join in the fun. Get with it.
Yeah.
So what was the last dress-up party you went to, Robbie?
Oh, I'm mad for a dress-up party. I've got a box of stuff at home. My favourite dress-up party I ever went to was we had to do... characters from our favourite movie, so I went as Snow White because, you know, there's never not a good chance to get into some crappy drag.
Very good.
But ever since that, I've loved it.
I never see photos. I've never seen you in drag.
It wasn't real drag. It was just, a boy in a wig and a dress. But
it's
some tissues down the front of the top.
It's always fun to, I reckon, you have to get into it. You have to live the moment, and that's the way you're going to enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And like you said, a toga is not a lot of work. You don't have to go to a lot of trouble.
So easy to do. Yeah. It's so easy to do.
Disappointing.
And the whole point is the more daggy the toga, the better it is.
Exactly.
It's like you don't need to go full out, you know. But I was just disappointed that people didn't. Have you got some dress-up stories? Have you been disappointed? Have you been the only one who's dressed up at a party before?
Yeah, that would be fun.
It'd be awkward, wouldn't it?
I do. I must say I had a friend who posted a picture on Facebook recently of a time a few years ago that he misinterpreted a red theme. He was going to a dinner that had a red dress-up theme. And so he went as a giant, plump red tomato and everyone else was wearing a red tie or a red
something red, yeah, exactly. And he went as but then I think that would be cute.
It's a great memory.
Yeah,
a good story.
And it was like a couple of months ago, they had a onesie party, and I got my Totoro onesie out because I love Totoro. So it's like, yeah,
onesie parties are great because onesies are so comfortable.
Yeah. Except I'm kind of tall, and I did actually have to get mine custom made by someone in Hong Kong, but that's another story. Have you got a story about dress up parties? Let us know.
Hey, it's Adore Delano, and you're on Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke on Joy 94.9.
Party.
We love Adore.
We love Adore. Oh, of course, Drag Race is coming back soon. A whole lot. In fact, I think they did a big reveal yesterday in the States, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about which queens are going to be
on. I'm normally all over that.
Yeah, but I think it happened yesterday.
Okay.
If someone out there knows different, please let us know, but I think it was yesterday.
Well, send us a link. We
need to see what drag queens are
what's
in the
coming
new
up this
RuPaul's
year.
Because I always love a bit of Drag Race.
Oh, it's one of my favourite shows.
Yes, exactly. And I have to say, I was I'm very late to the party because I got harassed by Luke and Alice on the front desk because they've been loving and watching, and they've already seen it. Jennifer Jones, which is
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, sorry. Jessica Jones. And I was like, it's a Marvel comic.
I like the concept of Jennifer Jones. I think Jennifer Jones is, she probably works in finance or accounting or something. So much less exciting show.
Yeah, than Jessica. And I was like, really? Another Marvel comic thing?
They don't always nail it, do they?
No, well, I'm not a big fan of like the arrows and those things.
Mm.
But I have to say, because they harangued me so much, I did watch the first episode last week, and was like, oh, "This is good. I really like this." And then it was like, and then I had to watch like 5 episodes in a row.
Isn't binge watching? Binge watching is fun, though.
Binge watching.
There's no better way to watch.
Exactly. We're still giving away these pancakes. We'll be doing it for half an hour or so more.
Yeah. So get your SMSs in.
0427 Joy 949. You can phone Alice on the front desk on 1300-JOY-949 or
email on air@joy.org.au and you can win yourself a $25 pancake parlor voucher. Just that easy. Just say pancakes.
We're going to take you to the traffic with the village people now. We're getting really daggy this morning. We played Xanadu.
A real great.
I know.
Xanadu. Golden oldies, exactly. Just like you, Mark.
Oh, thank you. I remember going to see this movie with my mum when I was very young. This is Can't Stop the Music by the Village People. You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
It'll be your turn to dance this time, Mark.
Okay, you did last time. You're on Joy 94.9. It is the Brekkie Bears with Mark and Robbie this morning. And this morning, we'll just finish off the last bit because we got a good story in. Dave rang Alice on the phone. And it's a nice little story, isn't it?
It's hilarious. So Jay was invited to a Christmas party and found out at the last minute that it was a dress-up theme.
Yeah.
So we've all had to pull together a costume at the last minute out of whatever we've got at home.
So what he had at home was a couple of loaves of bread.
So for some reason, I believe he ate all the bread. I don't know why.
Well, he made a hole in the bread and he ate the insides of
the bread. Took all the inside of the bread out.
So he had like the crust left.
Had the crust left and wore them as a sleeve on his arms and went as Popeye.
It was like the muscles. So
that's very inventive, isn't
it? That is very inventive. But then he turned up at the party. And it wasn't a dress-up party.
Not a dress-up party.
They could use him as an appetizer, I suppose. So you could go and get your bread for your dip.
If you've finished your roll,
yeah,
just take a little bit off Dave's sleeve.
Yeah, take it off Dave's sleeve. Thanks, Dave, for letting us know that. But look, right now, we've got to talk about tomorrow's Australia Day.
Yes.
You know.
Happy Australia.
Happy Australia Day. Enjoy it.
Whatever you're doing. Barbecues galore.
Yeah, I'm barbecuing.
If you don't have a sausage tomorrow, then you're doing it wrong.
Exactly. But today, people are taking today as like a bit of a holiday.
It seems that way. Well, let's put some evidence on the table. Luke's not here.
No.
Anthony Vendel's not here.
No, he's not here. He emailed us in saying, I'm going away. I'm not going to be there. It's like, just cope without me. They estimate that up to, and this staggers me, 180,000 people are basically going to chuck a sickie today. 180,000 people. And they also think that this is going to cost the economy up to $7 million. So
what does that mean, though?
Oh, well, I don't know, because, I mean, let's face it, I mean, sickies are there for... Well, a sickie is not... sick days are there for a reason, for when you're sick.
For when you're sick.
Yeah. But it's like...
And you and I would never do anything as irresponsible as...
Well, not the... I might have when I was younger, but not these days.
No. We all know what it means.
I'm actually going to work after this. I'm heading out. I've got a meeting at 10:30. I've got to go and do business.
Business. Big bear business, Mark.
Big bear business, exactly. But, 62 million is the estimate that errant workers are going to be off. But
62 million workers?
Oh, no, $62 million worth of...
Well, of course, if someone's sick, you've got to replace them. There's a cost to the business on that.
And they're saying that a lot of people are going to get sacked.
Well...
because of today. Because of this little beep in a... Like, it is hard when the Tuesday's the holiday. Yeah, you've got to go to work.
This always happens at Cup Day as well.
Yeah, Cup Day's the other one, isn't it?
The tennis season doesn't help either because people stay up late. It was a very late match starting last night. So, yeah.
And it's like it's very easy to roll over in the morning and go, I don't feel like going to work.
Yeah.
I'm sick. Have you got a convincing sick voice?
No. Look, I'm a terrible liar anyway, so I stay away from all that sort of stuff. I can't make anything up on the spot. I'll always get tripped up.
See, I've been told I'm a very good liar.
Really?
Yeah, I can lie.
You keep a straight face?
Keep a straight face, no worries whatsoever. Ooh. I think that I did do acting.
I'll remember that when you're telling me stories next time.
Yeah, I know. But I don't lie that often.
No, well, there's not much point. You forget what lies you've told and then you...
It never works out in the long run. Are you taking the day off? And as I said, I think it's okay if you've pre-organised it. You've taken one of your holidays or something like that. You know, that's fair enough. If your employer's let you have the day off and you've taken an annual leave day.
Much like you've let Luke have the day off today as his employer.
Well, I'm not Luke's employer, no. But Luke organised to have today off and he's not chucking sickie at all. He got... Public holiday.
Plenty of notice.
He gave them notice. Are you tracking a sickie, though? Let us know. 047 Joy 949.
You can change your name if you need to.
Yeah, we won't say your real name.
Send in your name and your place of work and the work's phone number.
Exactly. You can phone Alice on the front desk, 1300 Joy 949. Or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. It can all be anonymous.
Can be.
It can be.
I used to have a, I had a friend who used to doctor, go to the point to alter doctor certificates, to create his own doctor certificate.
That's really bad.
Isn't that awful?
That's illegal.
It's very illegal, and he ended up getting fired because they, of course, work can, there's a phone number on there, they can ring.
They ring it,
they're allowed to ring and check, and they rang and check, and they said, no, sorry, we never saw him.
Oh, nasty.
Not worth it.
No, not worth it at all. Right now, though, we're going to go with Sweet Lovin'.
We're going to do some Sweet Lovin' in the studio.
In the
studio.
Oh, oh, Robbie.
I'm glad I came.
Let's just
move
play
on,
this.
Move on, move on,
move on.
Joy, 94.9. Wolf. Grr.
You're on Joy 94.9 with the Brekkie Bears.
And we've got Robbie, the work experience cub, in this morning in place of Luke, who's having a holiday.
Having a little rest.
Yes. That we're,
having a little break.
We've been talking about that, just going, you know, people are taking today's off. I do actually have a story. I used to be a team leader in a call centre. Won't say for who. And I used to be, as I said, the team leader. So one of my team pulled a sickie one day. And this is how she got caught out. She went to the big day out, which is, you know, a big
festival in Melbourne, yeah.
And basically what happened is she talked to the newspaper.
Oh.
And one of the other team leaders the next day came up to me, like, had the morning newspaper in his hand. And he went, "Is this your team member?" And I went, "Yes." And I was like,
"So there's a photo of her?"
There was a photo and there was a quote and everything. And it's like, and she had that day off as well because she obviously wasn't very well. And the next day when she came in, I went, "Oh, how was your time? Are you feeling okay?" She said, "Oh, yeah, I'm feeling
because this
right
photo
now.
Of you in the newspaper, you looked okay."
Yeah, said, "Oh, but you look fantastic in the newspaper." Yes, she got into a lot of trouble.
That's some pretty hard evidence.
Yeah.
You can't deny that.
But she never did it again. I'll give you that. It was like, she always, I said, "I'm very disappointed." And I was like, you know, when you say that, you know, "I'm very disappointed," they always go, "Oh.
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
I expected more from you."
Yes. I said, "You should have come to me. I could have done, you know, we could have got you some time off.
Could have arranged something." That's arranged the silly thing, isn't it? Half the time, if you just prepare.
Yeah, it's about preparation.
Exactly.
And make sure that you don't take a sickie. Just go and save your sickies for when you're actually sick.
I can't. It really bugs me as a manager. It's, you know, people don't realise the impact that it has. You know, if they call in sick, all of a sudden everyone else has to work twice as hard, or, you know, you've got to spend 45 minutes on the phone trying to organise somebody else to come in, and all because somebody went out and probably had a bigger night than they should have the night before.
Exactly. I don't think it might be, I don't think it's going to be a public holiday in Germany, but I want to say Guten Abend to
Andrew.
Andrew. Guten Abend, Andrew. He's listening to us on Sunday evening. It's Sunday evening across air while he's doing his ironing in Munich.
I've got to say, I love that. That's great. I'm
That's
really
fantastic.
Impressed. Thank you so much for emailing, Andrew. He says, "Love listening to the Brekkie Bears every Sunday evening while I do my ironing in Munich."
That's fantastic. We love our global listeners, which, and of course, they do so on the internets.
Yes, at joy.org.au.
And they also download the app on the mobile phone as well. You
right.
can do that way as well.
Of course.
So thank you very much, Andrew, for listening in from Munich. And we've had an entry from Stephanie.
What'd pancakes, you say? Please. Pancakes, please. It says, "Pancakes, please, love Stephanie." And I do love Stephanie, so.
Maybe this meant to be a comma.
Oh,
pancakes please,
pancakes,
comma.
Pancakes, please, love Stephanie.
Love Stephanie. But
oh,
no
I thought
comma.
She was just asking us to love her.
But we do love her.
I do love her.
We love you, Stephanie. I don't know if you're going to get the pancakes, but we still love
her. Well,
you.
You're in the draw.
You're in the draw for them. That's right.
You're travelling through another dimension.
With the cub
reporter, who is kind of short
and out of his mind,
telling us of journeys into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination.
That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Barely Believe.
Da-da.
Da-da. So, welcome. Barely believable for this week. Now, you've got, I have to say, the last 2 weeks, you've got me. I didn't know of either of those places.
I'll be shocked if you know about this week's.
Let's see if we know about this week's.
Now, first up, top of the show, top of the segment, a big apology to any Japanese listeners that we have or to anyone that speaks or knows how to speak Japanese because I'm about to butcher some pronunciations.
Fair enough.
Really going to stuff some up. This week, we're traveling to the city of Sadayanaka.
Sadayanaka.
And it's in the Okayama province.
Okayama, yeah.
In Japan, that wasn't too bad. That sounded
that
convincing.
That sounded pretty good, yeah.
A yearly festival known as the Sadaya Ayo Hariaka Matsuri. Would you believe I practiced these?
That book is probably better than I could have done. That's very good.
Also known as the Naked Festival.
Oh, a Naked Festival. Yeah, that's that sounds interesting.
Approximately 9,000, and I wouldn't have any less, 9,000 near-naked men brave the cold of winter.
Yes.
This is actually coming up in about a week's time, I think.
Oh, really?
Third weekend of...
So it's time to jump on a plane and get over there.
It is. This one's on the bucket list for sure. 9,000 near-naked men brave the cold of winter and pack themselves into the Sadae Temple, a tight space to compete for that year's title of The Lucky Man.
So, right. Okay, so how does one become the lucky man?
Well, you wait until midnight.
You're packed into a small room with a lot of near-naked men. That's pretty lucky, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling lucky already.
Yeah, feeling the love.
So at precisely midnight, all the lights are shut off, and a priest from the top of the temple... Yeah,
who's getting a bit sorted now. Here we go.
4 metres high above them, throws down a pair of lucky sacred sticks known as the shingi.
Oh, okay.
So the men who are wearing, they're not completely naked. They're wearing skimpy loincloths to cover their modesty.
Yes, modesty, yes.
Viciously wrestle and fight. Think, you know, rugby union, rugby league.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're seeing here. 9,000 men just going at each other for these
sticks. Like a huge
sticks.
Scrum.
Like a massive scrum. To be the one to grab the sticks and throw them up into a wooden bucket filled with rice known as the masu.
So they've got to grab it and then throw it into a bucket.
They've got to catch it, then they've got to hang on to it, which they never do. Somebody will grab them off it, and then they all fight for it. Then they've got to be the ones that throw it up into the air into a wooden bucket that's filled with rice. To confuse the issue, 100 fake shingies are also thrown at random times.
Oh,
so you never know when the real shingy's going to land.
How do they know, though?
Well, it's a different colour, I think.
Oh, okay.
So they all get distracted by something that's been thrown down.
Yeah.
It's night time, that's true. There was some lights. I watched a video on YouTube of this, and it's quite amazing. I don't know how people don't get more hurt, because it's just crowds of people thrown around all over the place. So you never can be too sure when the real shingy is about to be thrown, and the successful man is granted a year of good luck. Bragging rights, of course.
Yes.
And a hefty cash prize.
Oh, as long as there's a cash prize as well.
So they really fight for it. Like all good crazy rituals, this one dates back 500 years.
Wow.
And there's not a lot of information about how it started, but it this is what it's turned into, and once a year they do it. And I've got to say, I'm a bit partial to an Asian man, so I'm putting this one on the bucket list.
Do you want to go in?
I'll be right in the middle of that one.
Get your loincloth on and
get my loincloth on
and
wrestle 9,000 Japanese. I can do that.
Yeah, I think that would be a bit of fun. and it's like, it's kind of bizarre. You've stumped me again. I haven't heard of that one.
Good.
You got you again. You did well.
Making your Monday more bearable with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Brekkie Bears, Joy, 94.9.
Not this morning, Satan. No, we've got no Luke here this morning. It's a Robbie the Work Experience Cub.
Robbie the Work Experience Cub.
Exactly. And we've been talking about your festival, the Naked Man Festival in Japan. And I've just been in the break. I've been looking at some video of it on the tube.
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs. And
they're rough, aren't they?
Rough. And not only that, but they run through like pits of really cold water.
Freezing cold water.
And it's winter.
Middle of winter.
The middle of winter.
In the middle of the night.
And then while they're doing this, they keep throwing cold water on them as well. It's just nuts. We're going off.
A lot of fun.
Anyway, talking about winning.
Winners.
We've got to announce the winner of the
pancake competition.
So I'm going to do a...
It's a very long drum roll. There congratulations, Matthew from South Yarra.
Yay!
You've got yourself a $25 pancake voucher thanks to the pancake colour.
Exactly. Oh, listen, they're still clapping. Go for it.
They love listening.
Going for it. We will ring you or Alice or someone will ring you very, very shortly to let you know how you're going to get your hands on that.
On those lovely pancakes.
On those lovely pancakes.
You're on Joy 94.9 and
what frequency are we?
94.9.
94.9.
That's very, very important.
It is.
And just like that, the morning is finished.
It is done.
Well, our morning is
our
finished.
Our morning. Well, now we've got to get to work.
I know.
It's like we're not taking sickies.
There's plenty more Joy Morning, of course, coming up with Scotty T.
Yes, he'll be taking you through to 12 o'clock, of course, with all the best music that Joy has to offer. Now, what's on the woods this week, Robbie?
The woods. We've got a couple of very sexy men from the Chargers coming through.
One in particular. You have to say that.
One in particular is one of my favourite, most sexiest men alive.
It's your husband.
My husband.
Your husband's coming on the woods.
My husband. So it's a family affair on the woods this week.
Yes, and we'll be learning all about the Chargers.
The Melbourne Chargers, yes. And what's happening with them and coming up for them.
Yeah, what have they been up to recently? Of course, we'll be back next Monday morning with the Brekkie Bears again. Now, if you're out on the town tonight, have some fun, drink responsibly, all that safe sort of stuff. We're both going to be out at the Brekkie... I was going to say the Brekkie Bears event, but no, it's the Underbear event tonight.
So if you want to see a lot more of Mark and I, come along to the Underbear tonight.
It should be a lot of fun. Of course, enjoy your Australia Day tomorrow, whatever your or Invasion Day, or whatever you want to call it.
Get a sausage in ya.
Get a... All right, yes. So, are you doing anything special?
No, tomorrow's just all I'm panning out for tomorrow is a little bit of relaxation and recovering.
Oh, that's very good.
Mm.
And, I'll be barbecuing.
Barbecuing?
Yes, we've got a bit of a board game day happening tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, having some friends around.
Yes.
And enjoy it. Of course, become a member of Joy. You've still got time left for the 94 days of summer.
Yes, for the Mystery Grand Prize.
We don't want to miss out on this one. But this week, if you join this week, go in the draw for a Ross Watson painting.
Which are great.
Which are amazing. Yeah. I mean, as I said before, people like Elton John and Stephen Fry and a whole lot of celebrities have got his paintings. And, then they're worth a little bit too. So, get in the draw for Ring Joy on 1-300-JOY-949. Become a member and you can go into the draw for the Ross Watson and the Mystery Grand Prize. We're not too sure what the Mystery Grand Prize is.
No, last year it was a car.
No, that's for Radiothon.
Oh, good. I know.
Yeah, last year for the...
That's why I'm the work experience car.
Yeah, exactly. Last year it was a trip to the Gold Coast.
Oh.
So you never know what's going to be this year. Yeah,
that'd
could be
all right.
Something really nice. All right. We should have the news now. But
we won't have the news.
No, I think we're going straight to Scotty T. Hey, Scotty, you there?
I am. Good morning, boys, and thank you for making Monday just that little bit more bearable.
Woof, good. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof, girl.
Woof, girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.